Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Newsmakers Podcast, the first podcast of 2023 here. Today, we're talking with Frank Windsor, who is the president of Renai. Welcome to the podcast, Frank.
Thank you, Kyle. Glad to be here.
Just to start off, why don't you just tell us a little bit about your background and kind of how you got involved in HVAC?
Sure. Yeah. Frank Windsor, the president of Renai America. I've been in the industry, really the plumbing industry, for the last 32 years. I started with Kohler Company back in 1990, and I grew up in their organization. I was with Kohler for 24 years, and I spent my last 8 years at Kohler heading up plumbing sales for the plumbing business across the Americas, which was a great experience, a great company, and learned a lot there. And then in July of 2014, I started with Renai America as general manager of the business. I've now been there over 8 years and have had a great time at Renai, and excited to be with you today, Kyle, to talk a little bit about who Renai America is and where we're going.
Yeah, absolutely. Kind of at the start of the new year, wanted to hopefully get like a 50,000 foot view of the industry and where you kind of see it going. Obviously, a big issue for HVAC contractors in the past, 2-3 years, has been supply chain issues. So I wanted to kind of touch base with you from the manufacturing level here and where you see that going here in 2023.
Yeah, well, I would say, I don't think anybody, I think it was at the AHRI show back in 2020, when we had first heard about flu starting in China. And I remember being at that trade show and talking to some of the people at the show and just sharing, don't know what's coming, but it sounds like it's going to be an interesting year. Well, who would have thought it would have been as interesting as it has been over the last 3 years? A real challenge, not only for our country, for our industry, but for all of the people around the world. Right now, if you look at sort of where the market is, I can speak specifically to the water heating market, where we spend a majority of our business. We came off of a very challenging year in 2022 as an industry. I think you'll see water heating down, and a lot of that was driven off of the very strong year that we saw in 2021, driven off of the Texas freeze that took place, along with, because of supply issues and because of the strong housing market, contractors and distributors really trying to buy as much inventory as they could to have safety stock because they didn't know what was going to be going on the supply side. Through 2022, we saw the overall market again down. But in the last part of 2022, probably the last 4 months of the year, we saw a big move of destocking within the supply chain. So we saw distributors start to lower inventory levels, contractors start to lower inventory levels. All of that took place as you saw component supply actually strengthen. So a number of manufacturers right now in the industry are sort of caught in a very difficult situation where they had ramped up production to meet demand, part supply improved, and then the market slowed and went away. We're forecasting a relatively challenging year for 2023. We're looking at, industry a growth, especially in the tankless water heater business, being down probably a couple points, and the overall water heater market being down a couple of points. That's really being driven off of the soft housing market due to the rising interest rates, which will impact the remodeling market and also the new construction market. I will say that from a supply side, it looks like things are starting to improve. Just speaking on our own specific situation at Renai America, during the last year, we actually substantially increased our condensing tankless manufacturing in Japan. And in April of last year, we opened up a brand new 350,000 square foot manufacturing facility and distribution center in Griffin, Georgia. So we've moved all of our non-condensing production to the Griffin facility in Georgia. This then allows us to take advantage of the local supply chain, which should eliminate some of the challenges that we saw in the past as we dealt with higher freight costs, a number of port issues taking place. All that volatility is basically taken away with our local domestic manufacturing.
I was going to ask, what's the biggest issue with the supply chain, or why is it an issue? Is it, I know At the beginning, it was all getting parts, right? And then I felt like it kind of went to transportation, and then also getting enough workers to work at the factories. But where we're at now, like, out of those three, well, what's the biggest issue for a manufacturer?
Well, I think the number one issue for a manufacturer right now, at least where we are in Georgia, is people. You know, you see a very, very low unemployment rate right now. I think in the state of Georgia, in December, I heard the number was around 2.4% unemployment. So you've got a very, very tight labor market right now, which makes it challenging. The other issue that you have right now is really, for a lot of manufacturers, is the uncertainty of the Chinese market, especially when it came to the COVID shutdowns. Now, they've seemed to have loosened their COVID policies recently. But when those cities and those regions shut down, it might not be the finished goods that were coming from China, but it was all the components that went into the finished goods that really created a lot of uncertainty. I think the China situation is cleaning itself up. In Japan, for us, where the majority of our components come from, we're in a very good position. And then I think in the North American market, I think you're seeing a lot of manufacturers now doing what Renai America has done, which is looking at investing closer to the market that they serve so that they can reduce some of the challenges. I think the final piece is around the freight that we were dealing with, the containers, cost of containers, and then the throughput from the ports. It looks like that's improved too. So we'll just have to wait to see how the rest of the year shapes up. But I think we're in a pretty good position as an industry when it comes to supply of components right now.
Now, open up this facility in Georgia. Was this planned all along, or is this a little bit of a pivot from COVID?
Yeah, so we have a philosophy at Renai as we grow a business, and the North American market is by far the biggest opportunity for our corporation. But Renai America has grown so fast over the last eight or 9 years that we now have the volume to support domestic manufacturing. So that lines up with our philosophy. We actually opened up a manufacturing, really assembly, in Griffin, Georgia, in a leased facility going back about 5 or 6 years ago. The plan was to build our own facility. And we actually, you know, I give a high praise to our team. We started and broke ground in that manufacturing facility basically right in the heart of the worst of the COVID situation. And over an 18-month period, our team was able to execute the opening of that facility, the hiring of hundreds of people, training. And last year, we ended up manufacturing over 100,000 non-condensing RE products, a brand new product that we bought to market in our factory in Griffin, Georgia. So it was lining up with our strategy as a corporation of domestic manufacturing to support the local need. And COVID actually made it more challenging, but also sort of magnified the importance of that local manufacturing to support the local markets.
Gotcha. That's great. Okay, kind of going back to the where you were talking before, like, the how difficult has forecasting gotten for you guys? I remember being at the same HR show and everyone's talking about how rough of a year 2020 is going to be as far as people buying products. And of course, it ended up being a great year for the industry because people were in their homes and they had some money in their pockets. But with volatile the market is now, not just water heater market, HVC market, just the whole economy in general, how hard is it to forecast these things these days?
Well, I think it's that's a great question, and obviously for us it was really difficult because we had forecasted a really strong year in 2022. We'll have a good year in 2022, but nowhere near what we had forecasted. And I think what a lot of manufacturers are dealing with right now is the impact of the destocking. So, you know, when you add capacity, you build up your plants, you start to really invest in that side, and you're taking feedback from the customer saying, hey, business is good, business is good. I think the big challenge is no one really foresaw the steps that the Fed was going to take on raising interest rates. Inflation was a real issue for everybody. And, you know, we saw it, but it came so quick. And then with the movement in the Fed rates, it just had such a huge impact on the housing market, not only for existing homes, but also for new homes. I don't think anybody saw that. And then with that, then came the destocking that went on because of the supply chain. So I think the industry as a whole is pretty good at forecasting what we think it's going to be, but there's just been so much volatility in the marketplace and unforeseen things due to COVID, due to country shutdowns, due to part and supply issues, chip issues. I mean, you could go across the board. I'll give you an example of just one example of how crazy it was. When we were building our new factory, we had a large press that was manufactured in Japan that was coming to the US for our factory, just a giant press. And we had planned basically our construction schedule around that exact press. Well, the supplier from the press company was having issues getting product and their parts. So it came in a little later. We finally got it on the boat. The boat left the port, and 2 days out to sea, they had a COVID outbreak on the boat. So they had to return the press back to Japan, unload the boat, clean the boat, and then get it back. So that's sort of some of the craziness that you see going on right now. But I do think we're on the other side of that. And I think it's, you know, I think it'll become more easier to forecast what we think the market's going to look like. I think the unknown right now still is the impact to the housing market, because with that sale of existing homes drives a huge amount of remodeling activity, which is very important for the HVAC contractor, new HVAC systems, right? Before I sell the house, I need to upgrade my HVAC, or after I buy the house, I'm going to upgrade it. I'm going to upgrade my plumbing system when I remodel. So that has a huge impact on the industry. And I still feel like we're a little murky on what that's going to look like in 2023, though I do think we'll see a nice snapback in 24 and 25.
And then as interest rates go up, it financing gets more expensive, right? Sure. And that's usually for the contractors, that's how they upsell is to get people to buy into financing. So are you seeing that be an issue as well?
We do. And we've got, Renai's developed our own financing and leasing program for our contractors. Our dealer program incorporates both a leasing to financing program to consumer, and then we also offer a leasing program to customers too. So we've got both solutions available. We'll just have to wait and see what the total impact of the interest rates is going to be on the marketplace. We have a very strong position with the large builders across the country, and they're going through a very challenging time right now. So we're interested to be at the IBS show coming up in the next couple of weeks. We'll be meeting with most of the major builders across the country, and they'll be sharing some of their forecasting. So I think we'll have a good understanding there. And I think the AHRI show is going to be a really good opportunity for us to talk to a lot of contractors in the trade too, to give us a good view of what they see the future looking like.
Are you guys keep an eye on kind of consumer confidence as well? Cause I know that can make a big difference between someone's going to, you know, repair their water heater or replace it.
Yeah. That's a big thing that we keep an eye on. And, you know, one of the things that's really interesting that happened over the last couple of years is because of the supply chain issues and because of the cost issues, the tank manufacturers took huge price increases last year, literally over the last 18 months. I mean, just substantial cost increases for their product. Those cost increases have now basically made, in some cases, a tank more expensive than a tankless unit. So tankless as a technology is a much better solution in new construction now, because the installation is about the same in a new construction, but in remodeling, because of the advancements in gas line and in valving and in venting, now tankless becomes a much better solution for the contractor, the consumer. So though we're concerned that they'll repair versus replace, we think the tankless is in a much better position from a cost of product and installation, where it should continue to provide opportunities. And today we see tankless is about 16% of the total water heater market. So we think that penetration will continue to grow over the next couple of years.
What's consumer awareness about the tankless, and how can contractors navigate that?
Well, I think it's interesting. When I joined the company 8 years ago, and I'll give you a couple examples. When I joined the company 8 years ago, and we talked to builders about putting tankless in their new homes, many of them would say, hey, let's use tankless as an upgrade option. And then they started to say, well, let's put it at a standard in a subdivision. And then they said, hey, let's put it standard in a division. And now they're saying, how do we put tankless in all of our homes where we have gas? So that awareness is really increased. I think the other thing that's taken place is that the contractor at the kitchen table is the one that helps the consumer make a decision. They're going to either go tank or they're going to go tankless. So we in the industry have been working really hard on educating that contractor so they're confident at that table that they can present the technology and provide the consumer with a fair price for that technology. So those are some of the benefits that we've seen happen over the last couple of years that are much different than where we were, you know, 5, 6, 7 years ago, Kyle.
Okay. Then what I'm seeing, and you probably have a better grasp on this, for me, it's more anecdotal, is a lot of HVAC contractors getting into the water heating business. They're trying to grow their business and add on, get more, you know, market share. And, you know, some are obviously, you know, adding plumbing altogether, but certainly the water heaters. Are you seeing that out there? And what can you talk about those contractors and what they should be doing?
Yeah, I think it makes so much sense. I mean, the HVAC contractor has such a much different relationship, I think, with the consumer than maybe a typical plumbing contractor would, because of the technology that they bring to the house. And in that sense, they have immediate credibility. So when they're coming into the house and their salespeople are presenting the solutions, or the contractors presenting the solutions, in many ways, they have an advantage because of their expertise of selling that higher technology and that higher ticket item, that moving to a tankless or moving to a water heater is a very simple conversation for them to have. And it lines up very well with the experience. I've seen a big move, especially at Rinnai America, in our dealer network, where as part of our ACE program, which are our premier dealer program, we're seeing a number of HVAC contractors coming our way with our salespeople interested in how can they promote and sell Rinnai tankless water heaters to their customers while they're in their house servicing their HVAC units.
Well, really appreciate the information. Wanted to maybe get you, before you get out of here, talk a little bit about what Rinnai's got going on and maybe what you guys are introducing. Are you introducing anything at AHR this year?
Well, we've got a lot coming. So we've got number one, I would say the last couple of years for Rinnai customers have been very challenging. So the first thing I'd just like to do is apologize to our customers for the situation that we put them in when it came to supply of products. 2022, the back half of 2021 was really challenging for us. Though we grew our business, we weren't able to meet the demand of our customers. So number one, I want to let them know that while COVID has been going on, we've made substantial investments in our facilities in Japan, along with opening up this new factory in Griffin, Georgia. It's the first major tankless manufacturing facility in North America. And I hope they can come and visit and really see what we've built. It's a beautiful and incredible facility that really shows the Rinnai quality. So that facility is really important for us. We do have a number of new products coming to market. When we opened up our new factory, the new RE series was a brand new non-condensing product. And that has been a great product to launch. We've got a lot of excitement around it. And again, every one of those units is manufactured in Griffin, Georgia by our US manufacturing team, which is a big deal and really important for us. We have some other products that we'll be launching at the IBIS show in HRI. I'm going to share that for those that can come, don't want to give it away too early. And then we've got a really strong pipeline of product over the next couple of years, which are going to be, you know, really fun. One of our key priorities at Rinnai America is product technology and innovation leadership. So we're making big investments in our product portfolio over the next couple of years. We've got some big launches that'll be taking place and some new technologies that we haven't played with in the past that will be coming into our product portfolio that we're super excited about. And then I would say the other big challenge that we've got is continuing to work on our contractor relationships and partnerships. And you're going to see some really exciting new things from Rinnai this year. We're launching the Rinnai Experience Trip has been one of the things that we've done, Kyle. And I think, you know, historically we've had, you know, 700-800 contractors come to Rinnai America throughout the year to visit our headquarters, meet our team, learn about our product, do some really cool things with Rinnai in the Peachtree City area, and then head back home. Well, now we've got our new factory to show, and we've got that Renai Experience trip that's going to be really exciting. We've got a brand new sponsorship that you're going to hear about. We're getting into a racing, which is going to be really exciting in 2023 as we partner with Stuart Haas Racing. I think that's going to be a lot of fun. Going to be really great for the Renai contractors to be a part of, and they'll hear more of that in the coming days. And then we're also going to be our Renai America training vans are going to be back on the road again. So we're amping that program up with some new product that we'll be bringing to market. So we've got a lot of activity. As I talk to our team and as I talk to the market, for Renai America, the contractor's always been the key of sort of customer first, you know, focus that we have. But really, I look at 2023 as the year of the contractor. We've got a lot of cool things that we'll be bringing to market and really helping to train them, educate their team, get them really confident about installing tankless, our wall-hung condensing boilers, our space heating, our commercial racks and demand duos, really spending a lot of time with them this year, getting them very confident about our product and technology and helping them win the business. The only way we're going to grow our business is if they grow their business. So that's going to be a really big focus for us in 2023.
I'll let you get back to it, Frank, because it sounds like you guys are busy, but I really appreciate you taking a few minutes to kind of maybe look in the crystal ball and see what's coming down for 2023.
Yeah, let me just say one more thing.
Sure.
We are open for business. We've got plenty of inventory. So those guys that are looking for product, please come to Renai first, and we're ready to support you and supply you and again, help you win in the market. Kyle, and I hope you guys have a great year. I appreciate all the support that you provide to Renai America, and I look forward to seeing you hopefully one of the trade shows.
Yeah, I'll be down there in Atlanta. Absolutely.
Awesome. Great. Thank you, Kyle.